Can you believe in a finite object possessing infinite power? Or that a mineral can be proclaimed the medicine of the 21st century? Or that the power of nature can win over the ignorance of man? If you can, you will know why our mission is to get Shungite to the masses. You are entering the Shungite Zone. This is the Shungite Radio Show produced by Cosmic Reality Radio. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to the Shungite Show. It's April 14th, 2020. My name is Nancy Hopkins. With me right now is Derek Condit and Barbara Menezes, and I'm not sure what happened to Mark. He was here, and now he's not, so I suspect he's having some kind of a technical problem, so I have telephone messaged him. We'll see. Hope they're still online up there in California. Oh, here he is. Okay. I'm here, he says. All right, so Mark Joseph is now with us, too. So, okay, first off, let's say, just say hi. Derek, how are you doing?
Doing well. Good morning. Happy to be here.
And Mark?
Hi, everyone.
Okay, and Barbara.
How are you, everybody? Nice being here. Thank you for the invite.
Oh, thank you for being here. It's been another whirlwind week, hasn't it?
Yes.
I mean, okay, so Derek, let's just find out, you know, how people are doing here. You're in Washington State, and what's happening over there?
Well, things are, I guess you can say, winding down. Now they're talking about, you know, as far as here in this local area, starting the economy again. You know, we're still on the limited restrictions or whatnot, keeping the social distancing thing going. But as far as overall, just, you know, energy and people dealing with it up in Washington State, pretty calm. It's not a big panic thing at all. So, you know, a lot of people jumped online, of course, everywhere. So getting more on Facebook and chats and things like that. But no, as far as the stores, so we do own a brick and mortar store here in Mount Vernon, Washington, called Mystical Wares. And that is closed, like many others. So, yeah, that's an issue there. And no, we haven't received any government funding or anything like that. We keep hearing about that. But that's others in the same situation as well up here. So I'm not really sure what's going on that aspect of it. But other than that, it's not, again, it's, you know, you see people walking around with their masks on like probably everywhere else. But you can get your toilet paper. You may have to go to a couple stores, but you can get it. But no, it's slowing down as far as the infection rate too up here. Really minimal now. So not a whole lot to report.
Okay, Mark, you're in California. What's happening there? These are the two hot spots in the United States. Well, and also the Northeast, but these were the two places where it started up first. So they're sort of ahead of us on the curve, I would think. Okay, Mark, how is everything there? You're still under house arrest, right?
I'm essential workers, so I have been able to drive around. Pretty much the same as what Derek said. I was looking at the number of deaths around the country, and as of last night, California is like number 10, and then there was a bunch from New York. And I partially attribute that to the glass resonators we have from Walt, because there's like a bunch from Southern California and a couple here. So, yeah, I think that's pretty much it with the whole distancing thing is happening. I did find it strange as far as local and worldwide that a lot of people are doing their announcements today for maybe when to bring the economy back. And I know Spain had theirs recently too, like a day or two ago. Maybe Barbara can expand on that. But yeah, go ahead, Barbara.
Yes, so Spain started softening a little bit the confinement for certain professions. So we had until Resurrection Day, actually, or the day after the end of Easter. We were everybody, you know, more or less confined except for the basic essential and, you know, transport people and food and health and so forth. And those professions who could not, you know, stay at home and work from home. And since Monday, things are more, you know, flexible and open. I live in a small city with very minimum cases anyway. And yesterday, I am in confinement. It's my husband, the one who is going to take the parcels everywhere, because that's how, you know, we started doing it this way. And, well, he chose to keep on going. We have in Spain a total amount of 18,000 dead persons. And there's a lot of criticism, you know, as I imagine it's happening in the States, you know, there's people saying it is irresponsible to go back to work because it's not possible to keep the social distancing in certain, you know, businesses and work. So, you know, there's a lot of issues about that and how the government has handled things and the lack of equipment. And, you know, there's a whole huge, waking up in Spain for people to realize, you know, certain things. And so here we are, really. But with the idea, at least this is what they're thinking in Spain, to keep on going with very, you know, restrictive measures until even this morning I was reading one of the local, you know, leaders of an area in Spain or a state, like in the States, was saying that we might have to go to June and even be swimming in the sea in summertime wearing the mask. So that's what the official authorities seem to be contemplating.
Now, are you finding that the you probably don't get out and talk too much. I don't know. But are you finding that people are becoming much more aware of everything? Okay, go ahead.
Yes, there is a huge, if you want, call it awakening or reawakening of people who are starting to contemplate the so-called conspiracy theories. And, you know, even my neighbors, we have a WhatsApp group and I've never, you know, really got to speak with my neighbors. We live in the countryside, so I'm talking about a farmer who lives, you know, nearby. And I don't know, you know, his political views. I just say hi to him and, you know, we talk in a friendly basis, but I never got to see what they think or what they believe in a very strong way. But now that we're sharing things through WhatsApp, it's like they're sharing conspiracy theories. And I'm like, wow, they're sharing, you know, David Icke stuff. And I'm like, whoa, this is amazing. For, you know, a population that was not, you know, contemplating these type of ideas. So there is a lot of thinking, you know, about what does this mean, and there's a lot of sharing of information that is maybe old information for people who have been, you know, in the field of contemplating alternative views, but for a certain type of people, this is new and it's being normalized. So I think this is going to bring, you know, a lot of good things and, you know, people stopping this idea that, you know, the government is always going to be, you know, taking care for you in a naive way. So I think there is growth here and people starting to take responsibility for, you know, their own care and making sure that, you know, the family is okay and being more wise in terms of, you know, it's not about stocking food for the sake of stocking, but being more wise in the things that you need to have in your house in case something happens. So there is a lot of this type of thinking. What am I going to do if something, you know, the internet breaks down or if I cannot use public transport anymore? There's these vital things in terms of survival. And there's also the big questions, the why this is happening also that is bringing, you know, people into a more self-reflective, you know, type of mentality. The other thing I want to...
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah, the other thing I wanted to say is that I was in the Gulf War, in 91 with the bombings when the Allied forces bombed Baghdad in 91, in January 91, and I was in Kuwait during the liberation, like a few days after the liberation. And then I returned to Kuwait 2 years later, and there's... one of the fears that I have is, in the same way that I saw some of the rich Arab countries during a time of crisis, you know, they open up, they come down into a more realistic way of being, they open their hearts, they're more compassionate, they're more, you know, I don't know, it's... A crisis tends to open people up to their humanness. But as I saw 2 years later, after the invasion, things changed back again to the certain habits of I'm a rich one and here I come with my arrogance and things like that. And so, I don't know, maybe, you know, these positive things that could come as a result of the situation that we are all facing, once, you know, the virus is gone, I don't know. I wonder whether we are going to learn from this lesson in terms of, you know, returning to this basic humanness of trying to help each other, being more compassionate, being more, I don't know, open, and also taking care of Mother Nature. Because, you know, I don't want to say that the virus is here as a punishment because we have been, you know, destroying Mother Nature and so forth. But there is also a concern about, you know, the elemental forces of nature and how they respond to the imbalances that we bring as a collective force, as the human, you know, force is. So I wonder whether what's going to happen. I'm asking myself these questions lately. Are we going to learn? Are we going to take the best of this situation and really transform the society? I think we have an opportunity. And part of the message that I was bringing today, which was a message that I sat with a Shanghaiite in the last days, could be related to this as well.
Well, before we give that message, what is it that David Icke is saying? I'm not a real follower of his, and every time I'd get the link, it was gone. You know, so you saw it? Did you happen to see it, or you're just listening to people that did?
I think I saw 5 minutes, because they provided at the beginning of that famous show, they gave only, at least I got to see only the first, you know, highlight of 5 minutes, and then it got taken down from YouTube, and then it got put up in Bitch something, or I don't know the name of the webpage, and I didn't get to see the full video, but basically he's talking about his same theories. He's not changing his position since, you know, decades ago. And so he's talking about the connection between the 5G and the virus that we have now. And, he's saying that some of the symptoms that are, you know, related to this virus, there are clear indications, according to him, that this could be triggered by the 5G and so forth. And of course, he's denouncing the cabal, the global elite, and the globalistic plans of reducing, you know, the population and wanting to put the vaccine out. And, his theory of problem reaction solution, we create and manufacture a problem so that then later we come with a solution. And so basically, I think this is to summarize the information that he seems to be providing.
Yeah, that definitely is one of the stories that's out there. The 5G connection. Let's hope that this virus is going to wake people up to the very fact that we are in the sixth extinction event. I mean, the electromagnetic fields themselves are killing nature. All of the microorganisms in the soil, the insects, they're all being killed anywhere you've got the Wi-Fi signals. So if you've got a situation where we're going to die, period, if we don't do something about that, we're going to die. I mean, this is a scientific fact. You lose your insects, you lose your microorganisms, well, you've lost the basic fundamental beginning of the chain, the food chain. They've got, you know, birds falling out of the sky dead. I mean, it's just ridiculous. But this concept of the 5G being an activator of the problems is really, really difficult for people to, A, get their heads around, but once they start to understand it and see the implications of it, it is hopefully what's going to trip them into taking the biggest picture, you know, take a look at the big picture. What are we doing to the world, Earth, nature? You know, never mind the fact that, I'll tell you, Barbara, there is so much information coming out regarding the truly evil side of, let's say, the cabal, you know, the dark forces, that many times it's been said by many people, once you see the truth, you can never not see it again.
Yeah.
And I just think that, okay, after a war, you know who the players are, the enemies, and who's won and who's lost. This is a much more spiritual battle that we're in, because you can't look at what these people have done. There is a, and I'm going to warn people about this, there is a video taken of Hillary Clinton. I suggest that none of you look at it, and don't even listen to a description of it. Okay? And I'll tell you why. There are people that, I mean, I said, I don't want this, I don't want this, but it was put to me, somebody has to witness it. Okay? So I put myself out there. I did not look at it, but I heard a very detailed graphic description of what's on that tape, and I can't get it out of my head. The New York police officers that actually saw this, where'd this tape come from? This congressman or senator, I think he was a congressman, Weiner, who was married to Hillary Clinton's aide, or her personal aide, I forget what her name is, but she was in the video too. Weiner had it on his laptop that was confiscated by the New York police force when he sent a picture of his private parts to somebody on either Twitter, I think it was Twitter, I'm not sure who, and he was arrested for it. They got the laptop, and the New York police that actually saw the video, I heard from this guy out there, his name is Gene Decode. He does seem to know exactly what he's talking about. He doesn't seem phony, or I don't have any indication that he's not telling you absolutely the truth. And he says that a good portion of those police officers are no longer alive. He says, I don't know if they committed suicide or they were suicided, he said, but he had no forewarning about what he was about to see. And so I highly recommend to everybody, if you get into a video, I was not expecting it in this video that I was looking at. All of a sudden, they're like putting up a warning, and I stopped the tape, actually, and I sat there because I was contemplating, you know, like, I don't want to put Nancy in, have those images in her head, but what do you want me to do? You know, and it's always the witnessing. Human beings have to witness. If they've chosen me to witness the beauty and the magic that surrounds us, then, you know, you sort of have to take on the responsibility of seeing the true evil. Don't look at it. Don't listen to it. Please. You don't have to. It's not your responsibility. Those of us that were chosen to take the witness, you know, role, you know, will never be the same. So don't do it to yourself. But it's going to come out. I have tried in my own Facebook group to put a cap on this kind of information, but it is coming out. There's no stopping it. The dam broke. So I think maybe we've got not only the opportunity, but the responsibility. I mean, now I think it's in people's faces. Once this really starts to spill over, you know, you can't go back to normal. It'll never be normal, because normal was true terror. You know, in a silent way. So, anyway, we'll get away from that because we know that the other side is what we're here for. But I just really wanted people to, you know, to be aware that this is why I think it's we're going to have to make the jump into the new reality. So, not to be a downer or anything. You guys got anything to say about what we've been just talking about?
No, I haven't seen it.
Well, just anything, you know, what's your feelings about, you know, where we are, you know, metaphysically? Do you have a feeling for it? Or not?
Yeah, I see it from, excuse me, lots of perspectives. And, well, I guess metaphysically, well, because you asked that way, was it is, as I've termed it to others, I think I'm not the only one that sees it this way, too. It's given us all a, I guess, a new type of experience to realize, and then we can integrate it. So I'm trying to think about a way of wording this. Given us all a moment to basically, I hate to use the words advance, but I like the term understanding. So as we have these pause moments, we can look around, integrate, realize what's going on many levels, and then again, integrate what you want or what's best for you, and then have a new understanding of our experience here. Well, I guess I'm really kind of deep as a human. So, of course, we're having a human experience right now. And you did ask metaphysical. So I'm kind of looking at it from the outside perspective. Well, since we're having it in a human experience, in that human vehicle, well, let's take advantage of this moment and basically think, integrate frequencies, understandings. And then what will follow with that are be what people term our abilities, be it the intuitive thing or the empathic, all these different abilities they call it. But they're really understandings for each of us to figure out we already have. So I'd say let's take a moment and pause and realize we all are this and add it to our repertoire of senses. So meaning merge our five physical senses and our chakras. They're not separate. They're all the same, and experience this human experience from all our senses. I hope that wasn't too...
No, it was well said. It was well said. How about you, Mark? Do you want to add anything?
I'll just echo what Derek had said, where to focus on the new world, new reality that's coming, and he's doing that really well as far as, you know, the broadcast he has and new shop offerings and how, you know, because I did hear the details of what you're talking about, the bad stuff. And yeah, that's not something you can unsee, but I just, you know, put my focus and attention to heart, in the heart section, heart area, and then just stay there for a while. But yeah, as far as focusing on the new world, seeing Derek's work and the new stuff in the shop, I think was all inspiring to refocus and just reverberating that out.
Yeah, nobody's out there yelling. We can yell now. And I think that Shungite should have been an essential need.
actually, what I was going to say is that since the last show, I was also going, you know, possibly with you, Nancy, into the underground and you know, trying to sense, you know, are they really bringing out kids? Are they really, you know, saving people? Which if they are, you know, it's, you know, I pray for that to be. And then what is going to happen with these kids, in which state they are, and what can we do, us, the audience, those who are in the Shungite field? Actually, as you start the show and you said you are entering in the Shungite zone, I really felt it. It was like really, you know, it was an activation, and now we are in the Shungite field. So I think, you know, last week I was thinking and tuning into Shungite as well. And the feeling was, why don't we use this blue light? Why don't we cover all these kids who, you know, if they exist and if they are coming out and if they are alive, they don't have a father, mother. evil has been their father, mother for good and for horrid. So, you know, we need to welcome them in the human family. And if these beings, you know, have been tortured horrendously, you know, their humanness has been, they have been deprived from basic humanness. So we need, you know, as representatives, all of us, of, you know, the human nature, as representatives of Father, Mother, God here on Earth, we can all gather these kids just now energetically and through Shungite really do, like the Aborigine people, you know, a welcoming ceremony, welcoming all these, you know, children or even women or even men, we don't know, into the human family, at least from an energetic perspective, and making them part of the goodness of being a human. And, you know, put in place, you know, the healing energies of Shungite around all these beings and helping the helpers. I don't know whether they're nurses or psychologists or, you know, foster parents, future foster parents who will take care of them, you know, to please not re-traumatize these persons. And you know, at least with our prayers and our conscious attention and intention, welcome these beings into the human family and help them reconnect with Source, because I'm afraid they have not been connected to Source during all these years. And by establishing the connection with Source and Mother Earth, you know, life force can flow into them with healing energies and frequencies. And I think, you know, at least it's something that we can do for now, unless we find other ways of doing something good. Plus also disconnect them with our power as divine beings that we all are, disconnect them from any dark ritual in which they have participated unwillingly, most likely, and completely dismantle any black magic or any, you know, obscure, horrid ritual in which they have participated, and cleanse them, you know, with the light of Source and with, you know, all the benevolence of, you know, the creator, so that they are, you know, free from the entanglements of these black magic, and they are free to become, you know, one of us in the human family. So that's, you know, what came to mind.
Yes, and we can't lose sight of that, because if we're right about the concept that a soul comes in to experience the human experience and make certain contracts, then these people have made a contract to go through that awfulness and for us. I mean, they talk about, you know, Jesus dying on the cross for the human sin, and I never really understood what that was all about. But I sure can get a feeling for the fact that these people, you know, made some kind of a contract to become the victims of this darkness so the rest of us could wake up to it. So it's not just, you know, a compassionate thing. These people took the blow for us, you know, and we need to nurture. I mean, if we do nothing else, just, you know, hug them, you know, because we don't know all that they have, but I trust, you know, their guides, I trust their souls to help guide them back into wholeness. And to do that, they need to be surrounded by incredibly pure love, compassion, empathetic kind of energy that says, you're good, we're here, we're all together in this. That they're not outside of us. You know, they took the blow for us. That's the way I look at it. So are you ready to tell us what Shungite's been telling you?
Yes. So again, it's a bioenergetic conversation. So it is not like a dialogue, you know, like a human being. It's not a channeling. So it's tuning in through resonance to a series of information that Shungite was pointing at. So the first thing that came So I am going to be weaving the information. It's not that I'm making up the information, because I got a criticism on the YouTube. Some nice guy said I was a blonde chick and that I'm making everything up. It's not that I'm making things up. Is that I'm trying to make coherent the message that I received. So, yes, in a sense, I am making up the sentences so that the communication can be coherent and can be understood by people. So the message that came is that Shungite is opening the gate to unclouded perception. And there was an invitation for us to work and placing Shungite in our third eye, because it was important. And the whole explanation of this is what is going to come now. She also said that there was an attempt to resurrect different timelines and to connect different timelines in a very destructive way. And one of the timelines would be the First World War, the Spanish flu, and the beginning of the Nazi movement, which led to the Second World War and led, you know, to other things like the organization of some kind of dark, you know, powers to be wanting to enforce their own dark agenda. And there was also a timeline attempting to connect with Atlantis and the most destructive part of Atlantis. The other thing that Shungite said, she was really drawing my attention to the number 19 in the COVID, which is what is one of the code names of the virus, COVID-19. And she was really pointing at 19 and kind of inviting us to look at the number 19 to gather the power that this number has. And so she made me kind of, you know, go analyzing what 19 means. And 19 is connected to alliance, the word alliance. It's connected to inspiration. It is connected to leadership, to rebirth, regeneration, unified consciousness. And it is also connected to the sun. I carry on and then we can, you know, analyze in a more coherent way. But I'm going to give you all the, you know, the snapshots that she gave me. She said that we are going to be working now that we need to be working with the, and this is connected to number 19, that we need to be working with the crown chakra, the solar plexus, and our root chakra, and that she's currently working with us at the level of the crown chakra, and that from the crown, she's working with the third eye. And next, we will need to work with the root chakra, and finally, with the solar plexus. Then she kind of said that we as humanity, we are being uprooted into a new reality, and that we need to hold the vision of what this reality is, this new reality, for us, as we are free and creative. And once this is stable, that is, once the vision of the new reality is stable, we have to plant our roots in the new reality. Therefore, we will be working with our root chakra and our feet, planting our roots in this new reality. And next, we have to let our human ego, and ego here is in a good sense, is the power of the self, to integrate and settle into this new reality, to start operating. She also said that currently, due to the confinement, our levels of disempowerment are really very high on a global scale. And she even said to the point of being that we are feeling a 9 out of 10 persons are feeling disempowered in one shape of a form or another in relation to the situations that we are living. But that we need to be empowered and we need to take control of our vision in the third eye. And this is why Shungite is opening the gate to unclouded perception. It's like we are being helped by Shungite to see more clearly things. She also kind of explained that the COVID-19 is that which blocks and paralyzes our power, if we allow that narrative to carry us. But we could shift things and use the power of number 19 to take us out of that disempowerment. And number 19 is actually a number of personal power. And if you analyze, there's a therapy that uses certain body positions with a associated to a number, and it is Jinshin Jitsu, which is a Japanese touch healing therapy. And the number 19 is connected to the elbows. And it's like when you hold with both of your hands your elbows, you are like a Native American Indian, you know, like Sitting Bull. And here I am in my power. This is a power posture. And so she's telling us, she was giving me the visual of sitting, you know, these Native American figures who are very strong in their own personal power, you know, holding that position in the elbows, you know, crossing their arms and staying strong and stable in their own power. We also know that 19 is connected to the Alpha and the Omega. And that number 10, which is the sum of 19, is a gateway that amplifies. And Shungite is also a gateway. So here she's kind of using the power of this number to amplify what she is already doing by opening the gate. 19 is also connected to the solar logos, which is also connected with Christ consciousness, funny enough, and being a humanitarian and having wisdom and being altruistic and thinking for the highest good of others. And so these number 19 and what, you know, Shungite is highlighting when we focus on the meanings of this number is leadership, generosity, abundance, joy, triumph, being triumphant and victorious. It's a number that is connected to rejuvenation, sovereignty, glory, and breakthroughs. But the negative of number 19, which is what the dark side is trying to enforce on us, is arrogance, domination, forcefulness, inflammation, and being naive and over-optimistic, unrealistically optimistic. There's also the number 9 connected to all of this, and number 9 is also connected to a cyclic periodicity. It's a cyclic number. And so the virus, where also, you know, people are thinking, is the virus going to return? Are we going to get out of confinement and the virus will come in summer or after summer? Are we going to start, you know, a whole new life in which we are going to be periodically confined? So the word periodicity, establishing a new cycle, when it is pushed and reinforced through the dark movements of these, you know, virus, is bringing out all these fears on us, which are disempowering. So we are, you know, asking questions, when are we getting out of the confinement? Are we going to get back into the confinement? And all these, you know, questionings. So hold on a second. Let me read my notes. Basically, this is what she said. In a nutshell. So she's inviting us to harness the powers of number 19 and, you know, to keep on focusing on our third eyes, because we are going to be having more and more clarity of vision and perception, which is going to empower our power center at the level of the solar plexus, which is actually now under severe attack by the situation of the virus. I'm not even talking about conspiracy here. It's like when you are put into a forceful confinement, you are being attacked in your solar plexus because your personal will to go out and, you know, have a coffee and go to a restaurant and see a friend, you are being deprived from that. You are in a house arrest and you are innocent. You haven't done anything to be in a house arrest. So your solar plexus is now being under attack just because of that. So she's inviting us to refine our vision and to focus on this new reality that we want to see manifest, and then plant our roots into the new reality that we want to have, not the one that the cabal or the darkies are wanting to enforce. So we have a situation, and you can call it COVID-19, and we have a positive reading or we have a negative reading. And of course, Shanghai, who is a humanitarian herself in terms of even her numerology. Her numerology is number 9, which is also, you know, being altruistic and empathetic and holding unconditional love, wisdom, and this highest good mentality of wanting the highest good for all. She is that. She is incarnating that as a collective, you know, energy called Shanghaiite. And so she... In this sense, she's, helping us be strong in the positive outlook, if you want, to of this situation. So this was it.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. It seems like we've got the duality. You know, we talked about this in your birth show this year regarding the two timelines. And one is going to be the victorious one, and we're on it. And to think in terms of the word victory. It was an interesting analysis of 1-9. But we're talking about the concept that, yes, it's an opportunity. Now, people want to know, well, what's going to happen? Well, it's up to us. You know, we have to make those determinations, and we have to do it by looking inside ourselves. And right now we've gotten this time where we're quiet. You know, what else you got to do? I mean, we've had an uptick in the radio station because more and more people are looking for alternative reality. You know, what is happening? Because it's not what I knew. You know, even if you just think in terms of energetics, certainly people are not ever, I mean, I see, I'm so confined here. I've been in self-quarantine for years, you know. To me, it's a bubble of opportunity. It's a bubble of making... I think that the two realities, the Matrix one, I call it, and the one of the Golden Rule, have been solidifying. In other words, the Golden Rule was always there. It's sort of like the Garden of Eden, that story, you know. You always can come home, you always can come home. And trying to get home, trying to figure out, you really have to be able to rebuild it. But you're rebuilding what is already there. Does that make sense energetically?
Yes.
You know, because I don't, you know, when I think of, you know, well, what kind of a new reality would I want? I got the new reality. I live in the new reality. I talk to my friends, you guys, the world, you know, about things that matter, about sometimes things that are awful. But I have, you know, I'm completely authentic in my own beingness. There's nobody around here to get me off track, you know. I'm in a bubble of the new reality. And I think that's what Mark alluded to when he said that he thought that in his area of California that they were being protected by the Shanghai energy devices that Walt has made. And that's, he's making bubbles. I mean, we talked to Walt one night and he's going like, oh, nothing's changed here, you know. But he's got these bubbles of energy that say, this is the new reality. And maybe the idea of having two separated realities is not exactly what's happening. Maybe the reality is now getting these bubbles of the new reality emerging. I just
well, this is
guy.
Yes,
yeah, that's a nice idea.
This is,
go ahead.
Sorry. This is like I live in my own reality as well, and it is my own Shambhala. You can call it. It's a kingdom, and I'm lifting the energies in my kingdom because of my daily choices and the choices that my husband are making. And, you know, we have a harmonious house, nature around us is harmonious, and there's a certain amount of, you know, spiritual work that we have done, and even we have rebuild this house with our hands, and I have touched and loved every inch of this house and I have, you know, worked on listening and tuning into this house, and how can I refurbish you in a loving way? So there's a lot of love and you know, a lot of chanting and singing and doing sacred fires, and there's a lot of things that have been, you know, coming into my house. And then one day I have a feng shui master, and he says, wow, I don't know what you've done, because there is, you know, geopathic stress and things in this area, but your house is fantastic. You don't have a problem in this house. It's very well harmonized. And so we do, all of us, you know, those who are consciously doing an effort and who are making choices in our daily life as how we want to live, you know, do I invite peace in my life? Am I friends with peace? Or I am at war with everything and all of my relationships. So we are creating pockets, you know, everywhere, or little kingdoms or little mansions where we are holding the vibrations. And so we are also together. So we have all these mansions that are interconnected. So we are creating a grid. And most likely all of us are placed in a specific place on earth. I know I have come to this place where there is a very sacred mountain very close. I mean, I'm just the this sacred mountain is my neighbor. It's like I'm just there. I'm almost like the guardian of this mountain with other small families who live here. So, you know, we are in a specific location. We are like an acupuncture needle on the earth, with our choices and everything that we are making. And so now, you know, people who feel disempowered in their homes, like I cannot do anything because I cannot even go and protest. Of course, you can go and do things. It's a choice. So are you giving consent to the things that are happening, or you are saying, no, I don't give consent to this because I am focusing on peace. I am focusing on love. I am focusing on being super creative, and I am actually transforming this confinement in windows of opportunity, of doing things that I have never dared to do. And so that you can have now a boom of creativity, and new things can come out of this period. So we are making choices and we are voting. It's not even a question of going to vote, you know, for you guys in November. It's every day of your life, you're voting what you want. And so let's make it conscious. And, you know, it's adding up, and the cosmos is actually taking into account these votes that we are saying. And this is why the cabal is not going to win, because we are much more than these few guys and much more who are choosing from our heart, you know, on a daily basis. Every breath that you take is a choice. So you are choosing what? War or life and love? And so many of us are taking this choice.
I have a story to tell. I wouldn't normally tell it on this show, but all of the shows are turning into woo-woo metaphysics because that's where we're going. When the reason I got this property was all circumstantial. I mean, I was led to it. It's in Miami. Barbara, you might want to mute your mic here because I'm going to take a little time to tell the story. And it's in Miami. Okay, now Miami is known as the Magic City. The area that is just right off the coast of me was where Atlantis was. It's there now, but it's sunk. And there is a pyramid. Okay, now the pyramid is located on the point of all the power in this area, the ley lines. What happened was that it went underwater, so nobody could work it. So here I come along, and they get me to be caretaker of this property. And as I become the caretaker, I also become immersed in a tremendous amount of metaphysical thought, because I had a job where I could study while I was on the job. It was a night job. I was there to make sure that if anything went wrong maintenance-wise, I could fix it or stop it or call for help. But most of the time, I just had the time to be able to study all of the, you know, really esoteric thought. So anyway, I'm living on this property, and I was doing, with this guy that I had hired, electrical work. I was rewiring the entire house. And I'm in the kitchen, and he walks in, And because to wire it, we're taking the walls down, basically, okay? So he comes in, and he's got something in his hands. And whatever it was, my reaction was to essentially start backing up until I couldn't back up and yelling at him, what do you got? Because it was that much of an energy force. And he shows it to me, and it's just this wooden, like a sphere, like a slice of an apple. Right, type, not apple, orange, let's say a slice, because it wasn't, you know, half of it, it was just a sphere. And on the sphere was these talons, you know, when I first saw it, I thought it was eagle talons, like holding the world, like holding a sphere, you know? But it was so, it had so much negative energy, it was like, oh my God, what is this thing, you know? And so he didn't know what to do with it, he's just there holding it, and I'm going, all right, just give it to me. And he handed it to me, and all I could think of was to get it contained. So I took it, and I put it with a bunch of, you know, crystals, mostly quartz, and put it away. Basically, didn't even think about it for probably the next 10 years, 15 years. And in 2001, I was here by myself at Christmas time. Which is very odd. Normally, people are here and stuff. But nobody was around. They all had gone, done different things. So it was a time of, I didn't have to work. So I was like, oh, this is great. I can just really get into the, you know, meditative metaphysics type of thing. And we've been doing energy work on this property that is just mind-bending. That's another story. So I'm sitting there, and all of a sudden, this image of this thing comes into my head again. And I'm like, oh, what's this about, you know? And, I mean, to the point that I had to go get it. But I was getting it, and I was getting very specific information as to what I was supposed to do. The first thing I had to do was to take the small fire pit and build a fire. Okay, we're building a fire, building a fire. What are we doing, you know? Okay, I'm building a fire. And then I go and I get this thing, and I'm going, so we're going to burn this. Why are we burning this? I don't know what it is. I don't know anything about it. And then, boom, I start getting the messaging. And the messaging was, there's a timeline that if we don't take care of this timeline, it's going to essentially warp reality as we know it. And will you jump timelines to help take care of this situation? And I'm like, okay, am I going to win? Yes. Will I save everybody? Yes. Now, they may have not essentially lied to me, but my question was very vague. will I save everybody on that one? You know, that's still a little iffy. And boom, all of a sudden I could fit, you know, I mean, it was like burn. I had to burn it. So I'm watching it burn. And as it starts to, you know, just turn into this smoldering thing, you know, I get this boom, and I felt this huge shift of energy. Huge. And I'm going like, oh, I guess we did it. And all hell broke loose. You know? I mean, we had 9/11, we had, you know, I mean, everything, my personal life fell apart. It was like, what in the, you know, what did I just do? And to be honest with you, when these things happen, the metaphysical aspects of it, where you were when you made the decision to trust your soul. Okay, this may be why we're here, you know, let's just go with the flow here. When you get into that position, you really begin to shift your way of visualizing what you're doing. And sometimes you lose connection to the story, the metaphysical side of it. You know, you get immersed in the 3D. And, you know, then suddenly something happens and you go, oh, where have I been? You know, what have I been doing?
Yes.
I lost my way. You know, but you didn't lose your way. You just had to focus on the 3D at that time to get your bearings, to feel like this is what you're in. You're in a different timeline. I mean, the other timeline was, we were on our way to wherever, you know, the new reality is. There was just love. I mean, it was just a different place. And even the geopolitical aspects of it were kind of far away. You know, it was like living in a huge bubble. It was an entire timeline bubble. And it took about 20 years before I realized, oh my God, if we had not made the time, because I've talked to other people who also realize that the 90s were one thing, and you know, as soon as we got into the new millennium, something happened, and I said, was it like a timeline change? And they go like, well, yeah, I guess. Well, see, I was representative of the people that made that jump, and I just was taken through it. You know, this is your decision. What are you going to do? But in the soul contracting of all these other people, they just did it. They didn't have the need to know, you know, that this is timeline shifting. We're going to go fix that bad place. And the only reason that we really were able to make that jump is there were so many good people here suffering. You know, on the other timeline, there wasn't so much suffering. Everything was going really good, you know. But in this timeline, you got people who were just saying, no, I don't make this contract. I don't make this contract. They wanted to blow this world up a long time ago. But there were all these human beings that said, something's wrong, I don't make a contract with it, whether they were using those words or not. They were denying that reality, those going into that. And that's what saved us. With all those people that just, because they were good human beings, that said, I can't stand the suffering, stop it. Would you understand what I'm saying? That.
Yep. Yes, and I totally felt a time, you know, that 9/11 was a timeline shift, and we were, you know, at the time in a very, at least as me and my partner and the people that I was, you know, with in those times, you know, there was a big spiritual awakening, and we were really going. There was a lot of synchronicity and a lot of, you know, fantastic things happening. And then suddenly 9/11, you know, brought everything to a stop, an absolute stop in terms of all those, you know, synchronicities and where we were going. And so I think since then we have been in a time warp or a time loop, maybe 20 years. And maybe we are now back into what are we now going to do? Now is maybe the point in which we can move forward. But since 9/11, we have been working on this shit, you know, the darkness and, you know, going through all these type of, you know, the cabal movements and analyzing things and trying to resolve things and so forth. So maybe we are at a pivotal moment now. Well, and we have allowed more people to wake up, which is more important as well, because now we are more in numbers in terms of wakefulness.
I totally, totally agree that you know, I know that it's just so different what it was and where we ended up, you know. And but the thing of it is that it's almost like we're in the same situation, except the world has stopped again, just like it did on 9/11. But on 9/11, it was only for a few days. This is stretching into weeks. But it stopped. And during that stop, we went from la-di-da-di land into, oh, my God, what have we just walked into? Well, let's reverse it. We've been in that terrible, dark world. We have stopped. It's now you got the decision. Where are you going to go? What are you going to do?
Yeah, and this is why, Shanghait is saying, she's opening the gate of unclouded perception. So maybe a lot of people had a clouded vision, and now we are seeing things. It's not that the things are happening new. It's the old stuff that is coming to the surface in such a clear way. It's like, come off it. You know, there's all these video of these, I mean, I don't even want to mention it. There's another video, horrible video, you know, whatever, connected to this guy who pretends to be an expert and you know, in vaccination and all this. I'm not going to mention it. You all, I think, you know what I'm talking about. But these are things that, you know, are so obvious now so that everybody can see it and everybody can make their minds up as to whether you want this to be your reality and or not.
It's almost like they're confessing. It's almost like they're being forced into revealing themselves.
Yes.
On all sorts of levels. You know, it's like that because of all the bubbles, let's say the bubbles of reality that say, no, you're not going to play in this game. You know? Mm. And it's there's going to be a million books written about this time frame. I mean, it's just like so many changes on so many levels. Should we take a reading to see if we've gotten any higher in the awakening? It was at 53 last time, last week.
Okay, so do you want me? I'm asking Shanghai, right? We were talking about the Schumann resonance at some point, but your level of people being spiritually awakened, is that the question?
Yes.
Okay.
Let's say not so much spiritually awakened, but awakened to their own selves, feeling their own authenticity, because I think that everybody is who's here is here for a mission and is sort of like shaking off, like a dog shaking off the water, like scrubbing your internal self so that it begins to shine. That kind of awareness, the awareness of your own beingness. You understand what I'm trying to
say? Yes.
Yeah.
I'm asking Shanghai, okay? And it's a 70%. So it's, hold on a second, 7.1.2, 7.2 to the question that you are mentioning about someone being awakened to their own beingness, to their own nature. But we were also asking levels of empowerment and disempowerment before. And although one person might be awakened to their true nature, there's a total difference as to, you know, their levels of empowerment. So let me ask again, the levels of empowerment. And the levels of empowerment are still low. It's like around a 4 out of 10 or a 40%. So you might be aware of your own self, but you're not yet to the point of accessing your own power. So you are still putting outside your own power and transferring it into other things outside of you.
Let's contemplate that while we play your coronavirus support music. This is Barbara and her husband. We'll be right back. It's 4 minutes.
just like fire.
And welcome back to the Shungite Radio Show. It's April 14th, 2020. My name is Nancy Hopkins. With me is Derek Condon, Mark Joseph, and Barbara Meneses. I told the story about that little wooden thingy, and what prompted me to actually tell the story was because Barbara had referenced the fact that she was in a special place, that we're all being brought to special places. We may not understand it, but in my case, it was very clear. But beyond that, it's not just understanding who we are. It's understanding how we are all connected in ways that are truly magical from the standpoint of the Matrix reality. They're magical here, but magic is just the manipulation of energy. And manifestation requires thought. So if I've got this little wooden thing that shows up in my house, and where this guy found it, it was wedged between the wall, the outside wall, and the wood that was the holding up the wall. Like somebody put it there. Now, why in all the places in the world would you put something like that in a wall that ends up having somebody who understands metaphysics and symbolism and all this other stuff? Why? Because there is somebody out there, some force. I think of it as ourselves. You know, it's so what I'm saying here is that I was brought here to do whatever it was that I was supposed to do. I've been fortunate. I've been very aware of my mission, that I was on a mission from the minute I started, you know, got born probably. But you all have a mission. And that mission is where you get your empowerment. All of us have been designated or volunteered, whatever it was that happened, to come here and to make the difference. You know, the fact that she just got a reading that was that low is bothersome to me, because it shouldn't be.
Can I clarify the numbers?
Please,
because I wanted to clarify. At the beginning of the reading, when we spoke about what Shungite said, she said that the global levels of disempowerment of the entire humanity were pretty high, around a 9 out of 10, which I was surprised. And then now when we ask about, you know, the levels of people being awakened to their own identity, to their self, she said that they were awakened at a 7.2. But those people awakened at a 7.2 and not the totality of the humanity, these beings were disempowered. Those who are awakened at a 7.2 are disempowered at a 4 out of 10. So, you know, it's when we're talking about facts and figures, at least from a resonance perspective, keep things with, under brackets, because it's not an absolute truth. It's a resonance, and it's the perspective of Shungite, which is not my perspective. It's what I'm tuning into her and what she's kind of implying.
And we should listen to it, because it just gives us an indication of where we might be need to pay a little more attention to.
Exactly. And this is why, you know, when we are pretty good in terms of being awakened to our own identity, but then we don't know what the heck to do in terms of our power. And this is why she came today with this number 19, like, look at number 19, look at number 19, and access all the wisdom that is contained within the number 19. And this is about our power and how we can harness our power. And she's making us see how this virus is disempowering us if we allow the virus to disempower us. And it's all about the vision. And she also said that she's working with our third eye to be able to contemplate things from a higher perspective, which is the perspective in which you are accessing your own divine nature, and the access in which you can see above the matrix, above the manipulation, and you recover who you truly are and your power. And these two things needs to be together, the power and who we know ourselves to be. And then we download all of this in the 3D and we act upon things. So, and this is why she said she's going to be working with us in the third eye. She's working currently in the crown chakra, but she's touching now the third eye, and she will go to the roots, our feet and our connection to the earth. And she wants us to go into this new reality, which is just a simple choice, saying, no, I don't give consent to this doom and gloom scenario. I'm not going there. I'm really not going there, Nancy. I am not going to take a freaking vaccine. You mind my words, you know. Before I take the vaccine, I'm going to fight like a nutcase. So I'm not taking that vaccine. I'm not going in that road. So it's not going to be in my reality. And so the next is she will be working with a solar plexus finally, so that we can settle in this new reality and bring our power into the new reality.
Sounds good to me. Derek, Mark, do you have what you know, Barbara and I can, you know, talk forever on these things. You guys got, you want to jump in here?
I'm just listening to you and being fascinated, but I like the part, of course, where Barbara and Shungite bringing through the information regarding the chakras and third eye, and that's just for what it's worth. That's exactly what I've been experiencing. We'll just say recently, and it's been for ongoing some time, but what's term activation, more experiences, more input, and I'm talking about the third eye, not just the third eye, but especially that. But I did want to make one point that often, because I do give some classes on this, I'm going to do some videos soon regarding the third eye activation. So I've had people approach me saying, well, I've been working on it just the way I've heard in videos or research or somebody's mentioned to me, and it's just not happening kind of thing. Well, and then I talk a little bit more to them, and what they're describing is, well, they're actually waiting for this magic moment when all of a sudden all these different entities and these different frequencies are going to pop in front of them in the 3D, and they're going to see them. Well, then I tell them a little bit, well, that's your physical eyes you're expecting to see within. Your third eye is your imagination. That's what's in there, and that'll get crisper, clear. Lay, just relax, realize your imagination is real. In fact, more real than the 3D. Let that go. And it's all a sensing of all your different chakras. And again, your third eye and 3D. But again, don't expect, I'd make that point, for all of a sudden the shock and awe moment where you're going to have this big realization and all these people jump in. I mean, I don't want to say that can't happen, but really the third eye is your imagination portion that overlays that, and then it goes from there. That's just the beginning step. So I just wanted to kind of point that out. But that was really fascinating how Shungite's actually bringing that up as well.
And Derek, I once had a dream, and this is trying to explain to those people who are very much, you know, attached to the third eye as being exclusively being and becoming clairvoyant. And it is not necessarily that way, because you can have an active third eye, super active and super functioning third eye, but because you are maybe mainly a clear sentient or a clear audience, you are going to be translating what you receive through your third eye through the other sense. So if I am more of a clear sentient myself, I may not be seeing, you know, the angel, but I am sensing with my sense organs and dowsing and using, you know, the Laker antenna and things like that are more in the field of clear sentience. So I will be translating the vision in the, you know, the main sense that I have out of basic laziness, this could be. And the clear audience is going to be translating what they see through their third eye, through their auditory senses. So, you know, this is also important for people, because if you are expecting to see the angel with the white wings because your friend is seeing the angel with the white wings, your sense may not be clairvoyant. And so you're going to be feeling that you are a failure when in fact your third eye is perfectly functioning, perfectly working, and you are receiving the information, but you are translating it through a channel that is not your dominant channel. And therefore you're having more difficulties because you have not trained that channel and you are, you know, clairvoyant, clairaudient or clear sentient or something else. So that's important to notice.
No, that's a great point. Yeah, that's and we're all different, so we all sense it differently. So, as I say, just experience without focusing on, I just want to use my third eye or my crown chakra, this, that, or the other. Well, do you do that to your food when you eat it? No, you just, you use all your senses. You're not just smelling it, you're tasting it, you're feeling the temperature, the texture, all of that. So, just experience and see what comes in. That's kind of how I explain it.
For me, sometimes I tape some shungite to my forehead. That helps. I have Derek's Cosmic Silver. I tape sometimes to my forehead, like as I sleep, stuff like that. It's helped my dreams. But I guess I just wanted to springboard the stuff that's going on with Derek as far as his upcoming chats and the new offerings, if he can detail us with that to give us maybe tools or previews of what's coming up on his side.
Oh, sure. Yeah, we have several things coming up, including this Friday. We're going to try and do a Facebook Live. I think they call it a watch party. Do a whole just open chat, questions and answers, and we all just discuss different topics from our each perspectives. And we're going to do more and more of those, and I've been releasing videos here and there where I can on Metaphysical Perspectives YouTube channel. So that's us as well. And we're going to start expanding that out with different interviews and information and some natural healing videos and things like that. As far as on the websites, on the Cosmic Reality Store and Mystical Ware Store, we've been, now that I've got a little bit more time on my hands, I've played around with a few ideas I had some time ago regarding, so I've taken what's called carved puffy hearts. So they're shungite hearts, solid ones from a solid piece of shungite. And I think they call them puffy because they look like that, a pillow, and they fit in the palm of your hand. And I've done the same thing with raw shungite nuggets, but I've coated them with silver leaf. So I've taken the 99.9% pure silver leaf and it fixed it to the outside of the shungite. On the nuggets, I've taken the three-day cosmic silver shungite nuggets that Mark had mentioned, started with those, and then coated the silver layer out of that. And I've only made a few of these, so we're still kind of testing and playing with them. It's for those energy sensitives out there, it's phenomenal. And you can do this at home, so you can make your own as well. And it's just silver leaf that you can buy online. Just, you know, of course, make sure it's legitimate silver leaf. And then adhere to the shungite. And then I would say just keep that in your aura field. But that's adding that healing frequency of silver, which is one of the reasons even colloidal silver is prescribed at times or recommended, because it doesn't need to be prescribed. But having that silver and the shungite in your field not only removes all those excess and overage energies due to shungite's, one of shungite's abilities, but then you might want to go ahead and add that physical healing frequency as well, hence the combination. So I appreciate you bringing that up, Mark, and letting everybody know, again, they can do these things at home themselves. It doesn't have to be a heart-shaped shungite. That's just one of the ones I chose to coat with many layers of this silver. So the shungite will slowly, as we've talked about in previous shows, the silver does migrate into the shungite to a degree. So then over a day, I would just add additional layers of silver. Eventually, I guess we can call it a saturation point. It's not exactly like a sponge, but here and there it would go in there into the actual surface and then embed in the shungite. So again, I'd add more layers of silver and then end up with a really aesthetically pleasing piece of silver. I'm not sure what we're not calling it, but silver leaf shungite. So we're doing things like that.
Okay, great. Was wondering what were some of the more popular purchases lately, you know, because people have more time to browse online, quarantine and lockdown. Like, what have people been constantly buying? Because, like, I figure something like an S4 magnet for the bed frame so people have better sleep, better dreams, better visions. You know, and for me, I use that as traveling and like precognitive stuff. But on your end, like what have people been purchasing? And then what you think they've been using it for, or if you've gotten customer sure. testimonials.
Actually, a lot of it recently is personal protection. So the jewelry, the bracelets, the Shungite earrings, even, and I'm holding one right now, the little, I think, I'm not sure what we call it, but a little protection pouch where we sell little tiny pouches with a piece of Shungite in there, a little tiny silver bar, about, you know, a Barbie doll size piece, 1 gram piece, some pink Himalayan salt and some sage. And when all of those frequencies are together and in your auric field, it's basically, again, each ingredient in there does a different thing. And it's explained on the website more. But those little aura healing pouches are really a big hit. And again, I teach people how to make their own. If they have, you know, people usually have some kind of silver around. It can be a silver earring or anything like that. And then the other ingredients. But those are a big seller as far as gifts. So for maybe people that aren't aware, then it's, again, just think of a little 2x3-inch pouch with a little tiny amount of each of these ingredients in there. And in essence, it's a little energy or physical healing pouch where you heal yourself. And you just keep it on your body, in your pocket or your purse or something. And then the other things that are really selling, again, the cosmic silver Shungite pendants. People are really drawn to those. And often it's usually there. I get the stories why they're led to it. I just had this impression or feeling and it's usually, you know, their guide or their higher self involving them, showing them or leading them to that product. The last thing that would be that's really just never slows down is the Shungite rubber, which is just that, a non-latex rubber with the S4 powder mixed in, which is the silver and Shungite blend mixed into the rubber. And then it's used, and I'm sitting by a piece as well. This particular one's about the shape of a mouse pad, but those can be, you know, laid on, sat on, strapped to your leg if you have an issue. But really just entering those things in your auric field, again, have a big effect. So those are the most popular products right now, I would say. And then Nancy's book, Shungite Reality. So people are picking up on that and gifting it, sometimes buying 3 or 4 at a time and sending them out to friends. And they like the fact that, of course, we're including the free S4 sticker and the Shungite B stamp included in the front cover. So we actually stamped the inside with a little B, of course, you know, dedicated to saving the bees, with that Shungite ink embedded in. So that's kind of a neat add-in that we've been doing. So that's been popular too.
Yeah, I myself bought a few extra copies to give to friends and people who are into energy stuff, and then just, you know, give them a different perspective. But for me, my purchases have been for more practical, immediate uses. I've bought an S4 to place in my various water containers. I tape it on there. S4 magnet for my office table, bed, car, and a smart sticker for my phone. Just because it was announced last year that the radiation from our cell phones are more than what's been publicly told. But looking forward to your broadcast and updates. And how about the bees? How are the bees doing lately?
excuse me. Now up here, because of current dramas, we'll just call it. Even that. So for starting new nooks, starter beehives, and I won't get into all that in this broadcast. Which was what the plan was this year again, to start 2 brand new Shungite beehives and go through the process of converting them from chemically treated beehives and honeycomb inside that hive to Shungite ones, which of course are organic and treatment free, it's called. Well, the problem there is the lack of shipments, of course. So the apiaries, the bee stores, we'll call them, where you can go and pick up these starter nooks aren't happening. So they're not having the shipments up here being delivered. I don't know what's happening with the beekeepers in California as far as them making the nooks, which is where they generally come from for the better part of the U.S. Would be the almond fields of California. And that's why they're so just not healthy bees at all and chemically treated. So that's why I like to use them as even the worst of the worst of colonies being treated poorly can all come around. And we've done it many times. So really, unfortunately, I don't have much to report on that because I am limited. So what I will be doing is I have some more of, I've 3D printed some small mason bee houses, and I'm going to go ahead and post those in my backyard and property around the Mystical Ware store and encourage mason bees. And I can get more into this in another show. And it's something everybody can do as well. So encourage mason bees because they are local already everywhere. to one degree or another, and there's different types of them all through the U.S., but I encourage those, and they're much better pollinators anyway. So this is something we can do. So trying to make the best of the situation.
Yeah, and you're still offering the shungite honey on your store so people can try that out, see how different healing approaches for that goes. How's the 5G front and local updates for that? Because, you know, we hear these rumors of new towers being built and, you know, while everybody's at home, then other things we don't like are happening out there.
Well, I got to admit, that's true, especially in this area of, you know, in the Northwest up here. They're taking advantage of that. It's not just stories. They're putting in, upgrading the schools, doing new towers all over the place. I have friends here locally that are doing a fantastic job of going out, doing what they can to document this. and it's incredible. So they're not slowing that down at all. So it is spreading in this area, at least. I can't imagine we're isolated. So that's it's definitely happening. And I drive out to the, well, I guess you can say I live out in the, well, I do live out in the mountains. I was going to say the boonies. But doing that, living that far out there, I go out in the mountains, my point is, and we're seeing new installations even there. And then I wish I, before I even bring this up, I should have got the name of it, but there is one of our largest, I think it's the largest U.S. antenna array is actually right here in Darrington, Oso, Washington. And they did mention, we'd mentioned it before in the show, and it's for, well, they say submarine communication, so low frequencies. What my wife has noticed, and as she drew my attention to it, and it's happened for the last at least week, they've shut down all the notification lights up there. So usually, and we're talking about, think a mountain range, and then there's a huge valley. So many, many miles. That's how big this antenna is. And usually they have these towers that you don't even know unless you're in the mountains or there, flashing with the big red beacons. Well, all that's shut down now and turned a little incognito. So there's something happening up there. And again, I don't know if that ties into the 5G or not, but there's definitely stuff going on in that realm as well. So, no, it's just, there's no slowdown in the 5G. That's for sure. So we're going to keep, you know, fighting the fight. And I have a friend again, that same friend locally, I don't want to use her name on the air, but she's gone out with different devices that she's borrowed from other individuals, a couple of mine. And actually, I'm talking about even from Geiger counters to EMF detectors or meters, I should say, even audible ones, approaching the different towers and seeing the differences. So I'm glad people are doing that, and it'll help keep everybody aware.
Yeah, and your store does offer Organite and various devices people can use or check out and see, and can personalize, customize too. So I like that you have that option on your two stores that you have. Anything that you recommend as far as people being in lockdown or quarantine that they can use?
Yeah, well, I would just keep any shungite they already have around themselves. And then we give classes even on our Organite page on mysticalwares.net. We teach you how to do it at home, so you don't necessarily have to come get ours. You can do it with beeswax, so you don't have to worry about chemical resins, things like that. So they can always go to mysticalwares.net and learn some more about their own personal Organite devices and how that can have a huge effect on them. So, but I appreciate you even mentioning that, because we do ship from the online stores at this time, and you know that hasn't delayed. So no, we appreciate all the support we're getting, and we want to keep getting shungite out worldwide, and we are shipping it worldwide still. So there's no delay in that whatsoever. And people are, it's every single week we're getting emails or messages on Facebook or somewhere else about new ways shungite is being used in different ways, or, you know, expanding on maybe something we've put out in a previous show. So I think that's fantastic too, because, you know, we're not the end all be all of any information. It's a group effort here. So let's all share the info.
Yeah. Cause I know, at least with Barbara, she had purchased from you, your store, and emphasized that it's different from other stores. I don't know if Barbara can kind of share her experiences and how she's applied some of the stuff that she got from you guys.
Am I muted, or can you listen to me?
Oh, you're on. We can hear you.
I'm on. So I have, since the global pandemic started, I use the pad, you know, the one that has a rubber and the shungite, the powder shungite in the rubber, the one that you mentioned that has the size of, a computer pad. I have the whole world there, with a prayer request to please protect the entire world and to bring, the beneficial energies of shungite to help us with the virus. I trust it is doing the work, although we are seeing casualties and things. But maybe if we hadn't done this, things would be worse. I don't know. It's hard to say. Basically, I have returned to drinking my shungite water, and I have the silver, cosmic silver shungite pendant at my side. I'm not wearing it. But it's at my side when I'm sitting, and my house has shungite in the garden. I told you last week that there was plenty of bees, and now we are having a lot of butterflies. So I'm taking this as a good sign that, nature is doing its transformative work. And what else? I have shungite in my fridge, shungite in my car, although I'm not using the car very much. My animals are drinking shungite water. My dog lost one of the shungite pendants. And so my cat is the one who still has his shungite pendant. And basically, this is it. I trust that, shungite is doing its work. And I chose to purchase from you because I think it's a question of the consciousness that you guys have in relation to shungite and how much open you are, to the mission. It's like a mission. And you seem to be, working in a very good alignment with shungite. But I don't want to dishonor, any other seller of shungite. So it's not a question of you guys being better than. It's just a question of resonance that I resonated, with your service and your products and the way you portray and you depict what shungite is. But there's other people doing a fantastic work as well, and I think we should honor them as well.
I totally agree. Cosmic reality from the get-go has been very dedicated to getting shungite to the masses. There's no way that one little group of people can do that. And there are people all over the world now that are dealing with shungite. But I do want to make a public... what do they call it? I don't know. Public announcement here, or a warning here. You said you don't use your car very often. Well, one of the things that you've got to be aware of is that you're not using your car very often out there. Your batteries are going dead. Okay? People aren't going to, they're going to think, oh, I can go out now, and they're going to find out that their batteries are dead. Check into it. Look in. There's all sorts of versions of, what you should do about it, how far you should ride.
Yes, I'm doing it.
Okay. But people out there don't know that these new cars, the newer the car, the more the drain on the battery, even though you're not driving it. So just be aware that you could have a battery problem.
Yeah. No, I drive in the, I'm living in the countryside, so I'm driving in small roads with no police and things like that, just to bring the car up to, to being awakened.
Yes. And so now if you do have to go out and you get stopped by the police, say, I'm just trying to get my battery charged up.
Exactly.
There you exactly. go. We can move around. We're free. We're charging our batteries. Thank you. Mark.
I wanted to, I saw in Barbara's, I think SoundCloud page and YouTube page, also Facebook, that she has a new song that she put up there, very recently and wanted to know if she can elaborate that. And also I wanted to emphasize the SoundCloud page, especially because, you can see all of the songs in one screen, like one page. So you can just, as opposed to YouTube, you have to click here and click there, but just another access point. That's easier, at least for me. But yeah, Barbara, can you tell us about the new song you put up?
Okay, it's the one that you saw as called Heyamuli.
Yes.
Yes. So this is a light language that came to me, you know, I don't know, a couple of years ago, in a moment where I, you know, I was spiritually connected, and so I requested a sound that would help us elevate our vibrations, and so it came as a chant, which had a very, you know, Native American flavor to the sound, to the chant, and so I kept it in my phone for years, and now that we are in confinement, and my husband is playing music, and he's you know, asking me to sing a little bit with him, and so we are creating these, we created this music to with. This number to help us protect ourselves with the virus. So he listened to the chant, and then he translated my sounds into music, and he created this musical composition. And this chant is all about elevating our vibrations to, you know, to lift and to shift and to raise our vibrations. So, you know, that's it, basically.
Yeah, I like the YouTube description you put here of pure gold vibrations, ultraviolet frequencies, centering vibrations. There was a trying to find the quote here. Here it is. Radio 5G last week had this thing about gold that Michael Dunn was talking about. I think that helps in terms of gold frequencies and vibration. Quoting his partner in the Sacred Academy, Maya, that gold's true value and meaning, and why it's such a big deal, was that gold was mined during Sumerian times because it has a frequency in its pure state, which provides a direct access to the manifestation dynamic underlying the universe. That's why gold's precious in sacred traditions, and why it's being so sought after. And if people already have, end quote there, but if people already have gold, like jewelry, whatever, they can always put that next to Shungite to enhance, you know, their intention or in manifesting.
Yes, and there is more to that. There is also the resonance of source and the divine. You know, the divine within you has a very strong gold component, and there's also this connection as well with the solar logos, which you can associate the solar logos to the Christ consciousness, and so it is very centering as a vibration, and it is opening you multidimensionally to your higher aspects. And so, you know, it was a frequency that was very much cherished in ancient times, as part of a balancing and harmonizing frequency to have, you know, around you, and to create, you know, living spaces that were emanating this frequency. So that is, you know, something that was very much sought after.
Let me ask you something. We talked about doing a meditation today. Did we? Am I remembering correctly?
I thought we said something about a healing, but then I asked Shungite, and what I got was to deliver the message that I delivered you, so I wasn't planning to do a healing.
Okay. That's fine. I'm just trying to get my look at this thing. Because I can play this new piece of music if you would like. I would like to hear it.
If I'm open, I mean, it's just if you would like to listen
sure,
to it, I'm fine.
Sure. So, you know, I'm gonna put you on mute and me on mute, and we're gonna play this thing. Okay.
Okay.
Here we go. Let's see how it works.
Oh, divine, and love is sublime.
Okay, that was, wow. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Any comments out there, boys? Did I lose them? Did we lose them?
All right. Oh, no, I'm here.
Nope.
Go ahead, Derek.
I was just stumbling for my microphone button. No, that was very, I'd say, soothing and relaxing. That was, no, I liked it. It was very interesting. And that's on the... And Mark, you said it was the sound. I'm stumbling through here on the
SoundCloud.com.
SoundCloud.com. Okay.
We'll have the link underneath here.
Okay, perfect.
But it is.
No, I would have that first clue on how to do something like that. Go ahead, Mark.
Oh, no. I was just saying that I found it pretty soothing and relaxing, almost like slow swimming in a way, like the vibrations. So I liked it. It was good.
I just have to say, that's all you felt? I gotta tell you, Barbara, what's the title on this in English? Oh.
It's called Heya Muli, but just listen to me. This, you need to sing it for yourself. When I was singing to record this music, and I sang it by myself like for 5 minutes, it really created a very, very big opening in my heart. I saw the skies, and I'm not a clairvoyant, but when I start singing this, I became clairvoyant. And so I saw the skies open, and I saw all the tribes of all the nations of the entire earth gather. They started gathering, and the animals, like especially the a white horse, came. There was fires, the ancestors of everybody were gathering, and everybody started chanting this, and it was like, wow, the tribes are gathering. It's like something felt hugely important. But it's you know, this song is just 3 minutes, and I'm not a singer. I'm just doing it out of the, you know, whatever of my heart, and I know I'm not a singer, and you know, it's just, but the important is, if you sing it, give yourself some time to sing this, and you will see and experience for yourself the effects of Heya Muli, Heya Muli. Just keep on repeating it like a chanting. Heya Muli, Heya Muli, Heya Muli, Heya Muli. And it's going to clear your heart. It's going to open the heart. And fantastic things may happen to you if you keep on singing it. So, you know, just give it a try.
Well, that frequency is primordial. It was a real boom, you know, like my whole body was like it's such a core resonance with that particular song. But I also had the messaging of the fact that this frequency seems to connect everything. And is that why we were talking gold? I mean, because I kept seeing the gold frequency. It's so basic to everything. And it was like, I don't know.
Well, what I did is we create the composition, we sing the music, and then is when I measure with my bioenergetic tools. And then is when I found the gold and the pure centering vibration and the other things, you know, that I may explain in the videos. So the properties of this song are these, this, and this. And it is not limited to what I'm saying. Other people will be perceiving different things. You know, it's like the music of the coronavirus that we did with the number is helping students to study. and, you know, I never thought that that would help people study and focus, but it is. So, you know, there's more properties than the ones that I have mentioned, you know, so...
Well, I highly recommend it. You're doing very, very good work.
Thank you. The other thing is that this is free, and it's to be shared for humanity. It's a gift. So I'm not earning anything about, you know, I'm not promoting myself as a musician, and I don't want you to buy anything. I'm not selling anything. So this is for free, and it's a... you know, the attribution is Creative Commons, so you can share it, you can put it in your radio shows, or, you know, the only thing we ask you is not to sell it, because we are offering it for free. So, you know, that's the only thing. And can I say something? We are doing, since the beginning of this pandemia and this crisis, I have been offering free healing sessions in group, at a group, you know, for whoever wants to sign in for free. And we are doing this, the next group healing session is going to be on Thursday, this Thursday, 16th of April, and it's going to be at 7 p.m. Madrid, Spain time. And all you need to do to participate, whoever wants to participate, is going to be a light bath, which is an energetic transmission of light, of different lights, different frequencies of pure light, to help you go through this process of confinement or whatever issues you have because you are in this situation of the confinement, to help you you know, cope and thrive in this situation. And we have been doing this at least two or three times every week for free since, you know, last month. And all you need to do is either go to my YouTube page and sign in and write your name under the post that is dedicated to announcing the group session, or else in my Facebook page, which we have two Facebook pages, Bach Pendulos and Bach Pendulos in English. And, you know, maybe Mark can put a reference to the Facebook page in the YouTube video of this interview, or, you know, in the Cosmic Reality chat room, so people can sign in. I think, you know, it could be a nice offering for your audience.
Yeah, Mark, get me those together and we'll put that up, and I'll try to get this video up right away so that there's a couple of days that they can sign up for on that.
For sure. Yeah, in the Facebook page, the English version, there's people can see your previous sessions results and people's comments. But I really like the posting you did back in April 10th regarding victory. You had a very long blog essay breaking that down, and how, you know, the visual is really powerful, I felt, and people can use that beingness and energy to, you know, next level and catapult themselves to the direction they want.
Where was that on her Facebook page?
Yes, hold on, let me get it. Let's see if I can go and find it. It's
Yes, the English page.
Yes,
just scroll down to April 10th.
Yeah, hold on.
The B A J, and then the next word is pendulos in English.
Yeah, hold on a second. Okay, you want me to read what I wrote?
Yeah, go ahead.
Or,
please.
Okay. With my epoxy English, I wrote, a great cleansing is taking place in the subtle plane. Black smoke can be seen rising from the earth, rising into the sky. A great purification rising into the atmosphere for its transmutation on such an important date. And we were talking on the day before the crucifixion of Christ. So there was all these. No, it was after the crucifixion of Christ, after Good Friday. It was on Saturday, I think. And I was looking at that. I was seeing it coming out, all these black smoke with my third eye. We are currently living in a full myth, in the midst of stories being woven with echoes of the past, resonance that lead us to different events. Time, as we know it, is not linear, but event-based. At present, intertwining situations, facts, moments with each other to weave a new old narrative with which we will be informed or misinformed, depending on who is the magician that weaves for us the connections that can be made. In the midst of the stories that each other tell us, we ordinary people can choose how to position ourselves in the face of all of this. We can ignore things, keep quiet, continue sleeping, rebel, oppose, frustrate ourselves, or on the contrary, we can position ourselves in the silent and observant witness that, far from falling prey to the stories, sees them being woven in front of his eyes. Not in vain, we are in the year of revelations, the year 2020, the perfect vision that so many of us claimed. And yet, even when we want to remain neutral, it is no longer time to sit on the fence. As someone who does not engage, it is time to get involved, really involved. We have been in brutal darkness for eons. The level of damage that has been perpetrated is absolutely enormous and astonishing. Many of us are not prepared enough to be able to assimilate, process, or digest the information of what has happened. And I know from experience, because before each deep investigation that I have carried out, I fell ill for weeks from the pain that it caused in me. It is time for many to wake up. We will heal the wounds. We will look for the solutions, although at the moment, there is only one message that we can sustain: the victory, the alignment with truth, the establishment of the maximum number of good beings in a timeline in which we are victorious, in which love and respect for humanity and the earth and all the benevolent forms of life prevail. There is in each of us an original innocence that has been deeply attacked from time immemorial. It is time that we recover our connection with that innocence and bring it to our hearts to restore it in the absolute love of Source. Use these next 3 days to carry out the internal alchemy that you need in order to be reborn, renewed, away from the darkness that haunted us, with the strength of knowing that we are many and that we walk side by side, holding hands. Blessings, Barbara.
United we stand, divided we fall. Thank you so very much. That was really nice. I see why you liked it, Mark. Comments, anybody?
Yeah, it was great. Powerful and then inspirational and inspiring for us to, you know, giving us direction where we can go, and they're definitely going to sit with it and take a look at it again, along with the music too. It's just, I'll need to grow on me more, and then I'll have my Cosmic Silver next to the speakers to enhance it. But yeah, thank you so much, Barbara, for all these resources. And how can we help in terms of, like, if we want to contribute to your work, or I don't know, share the links or something? What do you recommend?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. Just thank you for having me in the show. I think that's brilliant. And, you know, I'm not here to advertise my work. I think whoever has to find me will find me. And I tend to have a low profile in terms of, you know, advertising myself. And, you know, I think, you know, I'm just trying to be of benefit. And if I'm helping only one person in this show, fantastic.
But you are coming back, correct?
Yeah, if you invite me and if the audience wants me, I'm willing to come.
You're on here until we can get through this mucky muck.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
Even just, well, I so appreciate the messaging and your energy and your songs and your husband, you know, please tell him how much I appreciate what he does here. This is wonderful. We're in the last 3 minutes.
Thank you.
We're in the last 3 minutes. You, either any of you got something you'd like to leave the audience with?
No, I just want to make a quick comment on regarding Barbara too, how much I appreciate not just the music, but the messages and how it causes me to have, you know, introspection and just look inside. So you're a wonderful addition to the show. Thank you.
Thank you, Derek. Thank you very much.
Yeah, so on my end, I wanted to thank Barbara again for all of the generosity and abundance and everything that she's given us. So many things, different angles and approaches, and we're coming in weekly. And also, just as something I just saw, a little side topic, there were some fires in Chernobyl that were being reported a day or two ago. the rains put it out, but if people can send, like, prayer or, excuse me, just directed intention for that to, you know, settle down. But yeah, thank you so much, everyone.
Okay. Yes, we will.
All righty then. So we still got a couple of minutes here. Everybody, we're just, I'll tell you that there is so much information that is just coming out, and a lot of it is just kind of overpowering. But the truth of it is that people who have been in this conspiracy business for a very long time are talking about spirit and about God and about connecting with everybody. The actual storyline has changed in the last month. I'm hearing people on the news, you know, broadcasters talking like, you know, spiritual beings that we are. So this is all happening, and thank you for all being here, because we're building us a new alternate reality that is based on, you know, love one another as you would love yourself, and fun. We're just going to have fun. Enough of this suffering and crap. Be safe, yes. Everybody. Thank you, Barbara. Thank you, Derek, and thank you, Mark.
Thank you, Nancy, for
you
having me.
You've been listening to the Shungai Radio Show, produced by Cosmic Reality Radio. Thank you for being here. Be safe.